Here's a look at First News. Fair, accurate. You get the damn truth. Residents of Central Tennessee slammed by the tornadoes over the weekend. Said it was awful. Six people have died that we know of as that tornado struck Montgomery County north of Nashville. That's right near the Kentucky state line. Nashville Emergency Operations Center said three others were killed as a result of tornadoes in a neighborhood near downtown. Dozens more had to be hospitalized. Communities are starting to repair the damaged homes and pick up the debris after the tornado hit over the weekend. Israel said they are prepared to fight for months or longer. The objective, we will defeat the Hamas rulers and terrorist group. As their ground defense intensifies, more airstrikes and artillery fire. In Qatar, which has played a key mediating role, efforts to stop the war and all the hostages released will continue. But a willingness to discuss a ceasefire is fading. Israel facing outrage from even us here in the U.S., Bernie Sanders and others that want them to use pinpoint strikes while their citizens continue to be under the attack of these Hamas-ruled terrorist thugs. 90% of Gaza's people have been displaced. The U.S. hasn't been able to get Egypt to open up their borders yet. They have a great pathway for these people to leave, but yet they're not cooperating. Nearly 100 soldiers have died from Israel in their offensive, going door to door, tunnel to tunnel, rooting out these dogs who killed 1,400 people and took 240 hostages. 30 of those are American. Hunter Biden was hit with all kind of charges over the weekend, accusing him of scheming, avoiding paying taxes, spending lavishly on everything from luxury hotels to escorts. Escort. That's a nice way, AP, of putting it. If that would have been Donald Trump, hookers.
Right.
Prostitute, visiting brothels, all that. He had escorts. Escorts. The president's son also facing separate firearms charges in Delaware because he was a druggie, convicted druggie, buying firearms, lying on his applications for them. Didn't pay taxes for 4 years. He owes millions. President Joe Biden is campaigning for re-election. New details of Hunter's personal spending, avoiding paying taxes, could add to a political complication for his father. A political complication. While he's telling everybody in America to pay their fair share, Hunter's not paying anything. Nothing. His defense attorney argued that Hunter's being targeted because of his father's political position. We'll see what happens. Three felonies, six misdemeanors. Could face at least 17 to 20 years in prison if he is convicted. Joe Biden said he wants to take now a more active role in the Senate over changes to our immigration system. Good. You only got 12 months left. Now he's going to start addressing it. Biden said he's willing to make a significant compromise on the border. Shouldn't have to. We have a law.
Yeah.
We have a law on the border. You don't get to make your own compromise. We have a law on the border. It is against the law to sneak into the United States. You can't come in. But he's willing to discuss it for money. Money for his perk projects. He wants money for the Ukraine. He wants money for this and that. We'll see what happens. By the way, the U.S. Border Patrol has been overwhelmed by the smuggling and the thousands of migrants that are coming into our country. Senegal, Bangladesh, China, hospitals, migrant shelters already full. Federal air marshals who provide security on commercial flights, who guard our government buildings, they're being called in to try to stop this massive influx of illegals into our country. John Modlin, Border Patrol Tucson, said Friday their agency in Tucson made 18,900 arrests for illegal crossing. That was just in Tucson.
Wow.
Can't keep up, folks. The open border policy of the Democrats of the United States have led to this melee. World shares were higher today. Wall Street reached a 20-month high. Ahead of this week, that includes some inflation data. We're going to hear from the Federal Reserve for the last time this year. Everybody's interested on what they may say. On Friday, the S&P was up 0.4%. Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.1%. Oil just kind of hovering right around that $70 mark, even though some gas prices have been coming down now. They had a big global climate summit in Dubai. And on Sunday, their spotlight was agriculture, a sector that accounts for about a third of the world's emissions, they say. 100 world leaders agreed to examine their farm and food systems on how changes could make them a key part of plans to fight climate change. Livestock, they said, is one problem. Accounts for over half of those emissions. They don't know crap. They don't know anything. Change won't be easy. One big reason is consumers have shown little interest in changing their eating habits. You're right. It's going to be tough to get people around the world to just eliminate food. Stop eating. If we would just all stop eating, go back to rooting around in the ground, getting grubs, crickets, grasshoppers, if the whole world would just stop, we might be able to save it. Who knows? U.S. Product Safety Commission has issued a warning about the danger of high-powered pea-sized magnets that are found in toys. They said they're aware of 7 deaths linked to the ingestion of toys. Federal agency estimates the ingestion of these magnets led to 2,400 hospital visits to emergency rooms between 2017 and 2021, two of which it said occurred outside the United States. The commission said the balls are made in China. They did not name their manufacturer, though. Down in Colorado, wildlife officials plan to release up to 10 gray wolves in the coming weeks to reintroduce these predators to the Rocky Mountains at the behest of urban voters. It's rankling rural residents who don't want the predators there that could have influence in that Democrat-led state. The most ambitious wolf reintroduction effort in the U.S. is now almost 30 years old. More releases are planned for Colorado over the next several years. That will start to fill in one of the last remaining major gaps in the western United States for a species that historically ranged northern Canada and the desert southwest as we try to get back to the way we were so many years ago. Pretty soon we'll have Tyrannosaurus rexes by Butte, Whitehall, raptors, all kinds of stuff. As they just try to get the country back to where it was 1,000 years ago. And the animals in their areas where they need to be. Residents in Colorado, not happy about it. They're already seeing glimpses of what the future would hold. Wolves have already wandered down from Wyoming over the past 2 years and killed livestock in Colorado. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll spread, and they won't stay where they're put. Police in Montana said a woman was arrested after driving her vehicle several times at or through a religious group that was demonstrating on a sidewalk. One man was hurt. The group was called Israelis for Christ. Members were holding signs and speaking through an amplifier at the time. 55-year-old woman was pulled over Saturday a few hours after the episode. She was taken to jail, felony assault with a weapon, criminal mischief, driving under the influence. It's not known yet if she has a lawyer. Police said they don't have a motive in it yet or not. They're still investigating. And your Google search history for 2023 has arrived. Today, the California-based tech giant released its year in search, a roundup of 2023's top global queries, ranging from unforgettable pop culture moments to the lost of beloved figures and tragic news. The Israel-Hamas war topped the news trends in 23. Per Google's global data. Also, there were interested people going into the Titanic-bound submersible that exploded in June. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. February's devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Damar Hamlin was Google's top trending person. The safety with the Buffalo Bills that had that near-death cardiac arrest on the field in a game in January in Cincinnati and completed his celebrated comeback. Also, people searched about Jeremy Renner after his serious snowplow accident. Tina Turner, a notable famous person, got a lot of search. In the world of entertainment, Barbie dominated Google Search's movie trends for the year, followed by Oppenheimer. That was number two. That's just the tip, too, of all the different global searches that Google has. They have, for instance, Argentine soccer superstar Lionel Messi led sports team trends, that kind of thing. And Taylor Swift tickets also was a big Google search for the year. If you want to find out all of the top categories, just go to Google and search year end something or other, I'm guessing. And that would be another big one for the year. Google isn't the only one to publish data for 2023 either. From dictionary lookups to music streams, everybody has its year end list that they recap. And it's the 25th birthday of Google. And they also released their top search data of all time across all various specific categories, too, in their 25 years. So you'll be able to check that out. Harry Potter was one of the most searched movie TV cast ever in the history of Google. So if you got a lot of time to waste, go in there and look at all that kind of stuff. And you can search it all, and then you'll be trending. And then when you're trending, you can TikTok about it. And Instagram you trending. Put that on there. Waste more of your life. Teach that in your finance class, too. That would be interesting. Wouldn't it, Wilson?
Not as interesting as Thank if you. You taught it.
Yeah.
In sports, flipping back and forth between the Browns game yesterday and the mixed team golf event that was happening down in Naples, Florida. Lydia Ko hit a fairway medal to 8 feet to set up the birdie. She and Jason Day needed to win the Grant Thornton Invitational, and they won this. And I saw the interview with the guy who organized the tournament, and he said, this is what it's all about. For the first time, both male and females are getting paid the same amount of money and getting the same amount of TV exposure. You both hit your drives, and then you played whichever ball was best. But other than that, yeah, and they were all great golfers, obviously. Annika Sorenstam was there, but it was all about equality yesterday, if you got to see that.
Mm. There's a 60% chance of some showers today. I didn't know that. Probably early this morning, I would guess. 38 today, so a little cooler. And we start warming up. 40s all week long. 52 by the weekend, so good stuff if you're traveling. Move out there, go to the Grizz game this weekend. You shouldn't, of course, west of here, it's a little different. But for our neck of the woods, pretty good after today. 35 out there right now. 641, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.